You're watching Democratic National Convention coverage from Chicago. I'm Frederica Freiberg. We'll stay with NewsHour coverage, but we want to check in now with Here and Now senior political reporter Zach Schultz, who comes to us from Chicago. And hi, Zach. So leading up to tonight's headliners of Bill Clinton and Tim Walz, you've been reporting on the ground there in Chicago, of course, and you heard from some big names that came to speak to the Wisconsin delegation today.
That's right, Fred. The Wisconsin delegation breakfast each morning has had a pretty impressive list of Democratic stars from around the country coming in to speak, and today was no different. There is Julie Sue, the Labor Secretary, Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey, and the big name was Nancy Pelosi, the former House Speaker, came in and addressed the Wisconsin delegates. And what she talked about was on-the-ground game. She was talking about winning in the fall. It's not about rallies or enthusiasm. It's about getting out there and knocking doors. Also speaking was Representative Mark Pocan from Madison. He liberal from Madison in Congress, and he had the same message talking about the importance of getting out there and knocking doors this fall. Here's what he had to say.
We'll soon go back home and the real work will begin because we live in a purple state. That means we have some red and maroon areas. We have some beautiful indigo blue areas, but overall we are purple. And no one knows that more than the people in this room, that we do not make politics a spectator sport. We are in the game.
So obviously the race for president is very, very close in Wisconsin. But Pocan also spoke to you about the state legislature. What did he say there?
Well, Democrats are getting bullish on their possibilities of actually flipping the assembly. With the new redistricting lines, they are fully expecting to win seats and shrink the Republican majority. In the Senate, they hope to pick up at least one, maybe two or three seats. Not enough to flip it there, but to break the supermajority. But they think there is a more realistic chance every day that with Kamala Harris doing better and better, that she can pull more of these new people running in these wide open districts around the state, and they're optimistic that they can actually pull it off. There's a lot of very interesting seats that have a slight Republican lean, and if there's enough momentum at the top of the ticket, that could make the difference in terms of giving Tony Evers one chamber to deal with next year when it comes to talking about the budget.
Very, very interesting. Zach Schultz, thanks so much. We look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. We will be here at the same time tomorrow with latest updates from the last day of the DNC in Chicago. On Friday, join Here and Now at 7 for full coverage of the convention and what it means for Wisconsin.
We're clear.
What's over there?